This Peirik has been graciously sponsored by Repeshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, the Ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Ola B'Shalom, the Ilui Nishmas, Henshe Bas Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and the Ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Ola B'Shalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas. To dedicate a daf, a Peirik, or an entire Masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Yud brings down the different ways when a person is zoicha to Olam Haba. And the Gemara says, from when is a child zoicha to Olam Haba? So the Gemara says that from when the child says Amen, he's zoicha to go to Olam Haba. Which, famous, this is a big limud in the koyach of Amen. This is already a big limud that teaches us what is the chashivas of an Amen, that Amen is our ticket to Olam Haba. And if an Amen is a ticket to Olam Haba, so then, maybe to speak tonight about, a little bit about the halachas and about the inyanim of Amen. The Alter Mikelm said that it's worth to come to this world 6,000 years. It was worth HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeping the world for 6,000 years just to say one Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Just to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai has no makor in Shas. And Amen, says the Alter Mikelm, is Bamis 1,000. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, as we can say, right, is not worth an Amen. So we start to understand that. What is an Amen? An Amen is the something that, again, it's our ticket to Olam Haba, number one. And number two, it's something that it was Kedai for the world, not just 6,000 years, 600,000 years for an Amen. Now, you have to also understand that there was no exaggeration by the Alter Mikelm. So he means it. It was a real thing, that it's Kedai, the whole entire world, to be Nivra for a Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, and Kal V'Chaimer for an Amen. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Lamed Zayin, when it talks about Amen, the Gemara's mashma that the makor of Amen is because Kishem Hashem Ekra have a goydel lelekenu, that when a person gives praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to respond. So how do we respond? We respond emes, and that's Amen. Amen is the response of emes, and that's also Amen is also the response, as we know, of Kel Melech Neman. It shows our, as the Gemara previously said in Kuf Yud, that Shomer Amunim, the one who is the Shomer Amen, the person who says Amen, he shows his Amunah, and that's why Amen is the biggest bitoy of our belief. A person says Shehakol Nebedvar, and that's the Koyach of an Amen. He says Shehakol Nebedvar, and I say an Amen, I'm affirming that statement, which is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And that's the Koyach of an Amen. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches, in Siman Reish Tetz Vav. It's brought down the Zechiyah to say Amen. And the Mechayiv of saying Amen, the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis over there, a person should try and say 90 Amens in a day. Tzadik. Tzadi is 90 Amens. Dalet is the 4 Kedushas. Yud is the 4 Kaddishas. And Kuf, 100 Brachas. Every day you should try and get in 90 Amens. And there's a Skula. Such a person is considered a tzaddik. The Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Beis on the base. The Gemara says, Gadol ha'oine amen yosef memavarach. The person who answers amen is bigger than the person who makes the bracha. And we know the chashivas is of extreme importance to the person who makes the bracha. If he didn't make that bracha, he'd be considered a ganis. So the person answering amen is because he affirms that bracha. And that's the tremendous kayach of an amen. There's a, there's a story that the Chavetz Chaim said that the goyim, he said, B'shem the goyim, the goyim said that if there would have been 10 people when the Ger Tzedek was being killed on Kiddush Hashem, if there would have been 10 people there to answer Amen to the Ger Tzedek's bracha, when he said, Asher Kedishanu B'tzvoitzev, it's fun of the Kaddish Shem Shemayim, if there would have been 10 people there to answer Amen, Mashiach would have come on the spot. That's the Kabbalah that we have from the Chavetz Chaim, B'shem the Vilna Goyim. So you already start to understand what's in Amen. There's a famous story with the Levush, that the Levush was, the same story, he brings down himself to the Levush in the Sefer. The Levush brings down that he got a tremendous oynish. I can't go into it. The big arichas, the story. Maybe I'll go a little bit. But it was he was by learning by the Maria Buav. He was learning. I think he went to before he became a rav. I don't remember the whole story. I didn't get a chance to look before it. But he went to become a rav, and he had one more thing he wanted to learn from the Maria Buav about maybe kiddush chaydish or some hard sugya. And he was sitting and learning by the Maria Buav, who was one of the gedolei adar. And so a kid came and said a bracha. And Levush didn't answer Amen. He probably didn't realize it or whatever. He wasn't concentrating. He didn't answer Amen. On the spot, the Marabuah put him into Chayrim. And he wouldn't take him out. He put him in for a month. He came back and he kept asking Rishut again. I didn't look in the Sefer beforehand, but he wouldn't take him out of Chayrim. And he didn't even know why he was put into Chayrim. He didn't even chop. Right? He didn't tell him. Just push it. You're in Chayrim. And he kicked him out. after a few months or whatever, so the Maribur took him out. And he told me, and he explained to him that the reason he put him to a chayram, he told him there's a certain story that when a person doesn't say an amen, there's a tremendous kitrig and shemayim against him. And it's very dangerous. It's terrible. There was a story that he said over, that I think it was Maribur said over, that there was a certain chassid. That chassid didn't, I think the maisa goes that the king in the town wanted to destroy the town in the time of the Crusades, which Spanish, that's the time that we're in now. Anyways, that he wanted to destroy the town. So the Jews were all davening, and they sent a certain tzaddik in the town that the king was very close to. And every time the tzaddik would come to the king, he would have a tremendous nachas ruach from that person. So they knew anytime there was trouble in the town, they would send this tzaddik, and the tzaddik would fix up the problems. So they sent this tzaddik, and the tzaddik went to the king, and the king was willing to be mevatel the gzeira. He was willing to cancel the gzeira against the Jews. And the mice was that the koimer, the priest, Machshemoy, came into the room, and he saw that the Jew was davening. He went to daven mincha, the Jew, whatever, he needed to chapa mincha, so he went to daven mincha on the side, whatever. And what happened was, so the koimer took the advantage, and he ran right now, he said, oh, I see in Shemayim right now, it's a tremendous etzrotzin, and now's a great time for you know, anything I say, any blessing that I give, it's going to come true. So he said that the king should be blessed with this and that and everything, and everybody should say amen, you know, or amen, whatever it is. And everyone said amen. And then the priest started saying, oh, there was one person that didn't say amen. There's one person I see here that didn't say amen. And he looked around and, oh, it was the Jew, right? So on the spot, the king chopped him up and he sent him back to the city. And in the Bekitza, it was a terrible maisa. They were Megarish all the Yidden. Right? Lush brings this story down. And a terrible maisa. So I think in the dream, when he came back and they asked, well, why did he say such a misa mishuni? He was a tzaddik, right? So what came back was because he one time he didn't say ome to the brach of a child. Right? So that was a kitrig against him, and the kitrig held. Right? It was waiting until the time when kitrig was reawakened, and that was about the prime opportune time, when there was another time that kilu he didn't say an amen, and that was the time when the kitrig came out. But again, you see from over here is the grace of kayach of an amen, in other words, the answering of an amen, number one. And we'll see in a minute, sometimes to not answer an amen, that's a different thing. But already, that's why we're going to be on a tightrope. When it comes to the lachas of amen, sometimes you can have a suffix, should I answer an amen? We'll see cases. But if you don't answer amen, it's very scary. We're seeing even to answer amen to a child's bracha, it's very, very dangerous. But on the other hand, sometimes to answer amen, in a case where you're not supposed to answer amen, that could also be a problem. We'll see in a moment. There's a Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Brachas in Daf Mem Zayin. It's also brought Lalach and Sinu Kuf Chav Dalet. There's a concept. There are a few Amens, which are problematic Amens, we'll call them. There's an Amen Ketufa, there's an Amen Chatufa, and there's an Amen Yisayma. Amen, I think it's Amen Chatufa. The Amen Chatufa, the Gemara says, is Yachtifu Yamav, which Kepshuta, it means it'll cut off his life, it'll cut off his days. Yiktifu Yamav, these are terrible ancients. So what exactly are these things? When a person, what is the Amen Ketufa, the Chatufa? So the Amen Chatufa, the Mishabura says, is sometimes, I'm going to tell you a big story now. The northernmost state in mainland America is called Maine, right? That's not the answer to a bracha. The answer to the bracha is Amen. There's a lot of, that's an Amen Ketufa. An Amen Ketufa is when a person, an Amen Chatufa. That's when a person, he answers the Amen, but he leaves out the Oh, right? He cut it off. So since he cuts it off, he cut off his life. And that's very common, to be a brachas party, a certain party shiva, I gave a shir, and I noticed that that the experts at the brachas party, they know amen, they're smart, amen, right? But the people that weren't as experienced, right? So they're a part of a brachas party, and the whole time they're going main, and it's a problem. That's an amen ketuf, and it's very dangerous. And we understand a little bit now why it should be so dangerous, because since amen holds within it such a tremendous kayach, so we start to understand that if an amen holds such a big koyach, so then if you mess up the amen, what could be messed up also? That's amen. Also, if a person, the ketufa is when he leaves out the nun. Sometimes he says amen. When I say it like that, everyone laughs because who's going to say an amen like that? But when you're in a process and somebody's eating a cookie and you say amen, sometimes you leave out the nun. Everything has to be pronounced. And we can understand it. Aleph is connected kel, melech, neman. So each letter has to get a mention. If chalila, you're leaving out the neman. You're leaving just saying the kel. You're just saying, the person has to emphasize. Amen. You have to say it properly. Otherwise, it could be a problem. The concept of an amen yisayva. So an amen yisayma is when a person answers an amen to a bracha that didn't exist. And I'll explain. Either it means like chalila la'aleinu a yasim. A yasim is somebody who he doesn't have a father, right? An amen is an amen yisayma is an amen that doesn't have a father. It doesn't have a bracha. I'll give you an example to bring it out. For example, let's say a person is listening to a tape recorder, and on the tape recorder he hears a bracha. Right? I try to be careful. I speak so much, and I try to be careful. People bring, give me drinks and whatever, but I know that's a problem, because when you're watching a video, you watch a video of chasana, etc., all these things. So, you know, Hashem Shana Mitzvah this morning, you like get all nostalgic, and you start crying, and say, Amen, right? That's aser. Why is that aser? Because to say an Amen in such a matzav is considered an Amen Yisayimah. It doesn't have, it's not really a chiyuv at that point. Of course, when the person is making the bracha, it was 50 years ago, 20 years ago. So there's no bracha being made now. So you're saying an amen in an oifen of a chiyuv, where it doesn't exist. Now I want to explain, because that doesn't mean if you have a song and you start singing, you know, v'noy maro amen, and that chiyuv is an amen yisayimah. It's not an amen yisayimah. Why? Because that amen, you're just doing it not as a toiris chayk, like I'm chayiv to be answering an amen right now. I'm just doing it because it's, you know, it's part of the song. I'm doing it as a joke, you know. You teach a kid, you say, say amen. You didn't do an amen yisayimah. Right? That's amen. You're just saying, you're not saying I'm chayiv to be saying an amen now, but when you're watching the video and you're listening to the tape and you say amen, you're like, don't think you're saying amen. Oh, so that's one example of an amen yisayimah. Another example of an amen yisayimah is a person, it's very negaya, is a person hears a bracha. Excuse me, a person does, hears a bracha was being made, and he doesn't know what the bracha was, you know, he doesn't know what the bracha was. For example, it's more common boys, right, is he listening to Chazar Sashatz, and he's not sure, are they up to Samech David, are they up to this, are they up to that, he has no idea what they're up to, and he answers Amen. And that is, it's dangerous. Gemara said that's called an Amen Yisayimah. It's computer, it's a dangerous thing. And this is very, very negeh. For boys, it's mamish negeh. This is why a person has to push it, you have to have his finger inside the siddur. Molly listens to Chazar Sashat. Anybody knows that? Ramosha Feinstein, he had his finger in the siddur on Chazar Sashat. And this is why there's a big tain on people that they wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin and they put them on during Chazar Sashat. And this is also Negeya. If a person, for example, they, you know, mashallah, here's a bracha, even in a chasana, he doesn't know which bracha they're up to, whichever brachas. And just say amen, right? Now, it doesn't mean you have to know the pirush milim of every single bracha. You're hearing a chesed bracha, whatever, but you're not sure if they said toys tosses, or up to the sixth one, to the seventh one. To say amen is a problem. You have to be knowing what you're saying amen on. And that's, if you don't, and you say the amen anyway, then that's considered an amen yisayimah. Oh, this brings us up to another shiloh, which is very modern, nogei shiloh, which comes up all the time. How do you say amen at all at the chasana? Because I'm going to tell you a big aside, when you're listening to the microphone, so that's not the voice, obviously. That's just a computerized version of the person's voice. It's doing a very good fake, but it's a computerized version of the person's voice. So how bechlal, I'm on a microphone, I'm listening to a sheva bracha, some whatever, and somebody's on a microphone, and they're making a bracha, how do I say ami? And the emes is that, I can't go into this now, it's not, it's a bit off our topic, but the 10 people, there has to be 10 people around that taker hear the bracha straight from the person's mouth in order to say amen, that it should get a status of a davashib kedusha, that it has a status of a minyan, but that doesn't help us anyways. What about the other 200 people, 500 people that are saying amen? What about the other 500 people that are saying amen when there's a microphone? What about I give shir in the yeshiva and somebody brings me a drink of water and I make a bracha? Okay, so the people on the tape, they can't answer amen, but all the bachrim all answer amen. I did not hear my voice. They're just hearing the voice from a microphone. So this is up here another gemara. There's a gemara in Sukkah that the gemara talks about the shul in Alexandria. The shul in Alexandria, Mitzrayim, was a tremendous shul. And the gemara says that how did they, you know, if you ever went to Bells, it's like the same idea. They have a guy who has a shtekin, right? And the kids go to Bells just to watch this. He has a stick, a shtekin, and he claps on the bima. And because otherwise, how are you going to hear when the bracha finished, right? So how are they allowed to answer amen? They can't hear what's going on there. And that's the same question on the shul in Alexandria. The Gemara says there were 1.2 million people, I think, in this shul. So then how did anybody hear? So the Gemara said they had these flags, and when you have the flag went up, and this person had a flag, and that flag, and that flag, all the flags would go up, so everybody would clap to say amen. So how did they say amen? They're not hearing the bracha. So Rashi tells us they have to kasha, and we hold like this lalacha, is that, again, you don't necessarily have to hear the bracha, but it's enough that if you know that that bracha is being made right now, you know right now that bracha is being made, and you know which bracha. This is only going to work if you're following along in Chazar HaShas, you know, they're all, so the same thing with the microphone. Everybody knows I'm making a bracha that second. I'm making a shakal. So everyone realizes, now they didn't hear my voice, but that's not the requirement in saying an amen. The requirement to say an amen is that I know a bracha was made. Once I know a bracha was made, I can say an amen on that bracha. So everybody knows that second in the world I made a shakal. Now if there would be a time delay, of let's say there would be a 3-second, 2-second time delay. It's not like that, right? In the olden days, let's say on phones. So it used to be like that. You'd make a bracha, and it was a 3-second time delay. A lot of the 718 lines, the DSL lines, attack it like that. So you have to know. I don't know if it's a 3-second time delay, but sometimes I'll be talking to my mother, and like 14 seconds later, she'll be like, yeah, I agree. Look at me, what? No, what you said 2 hours ago, you know. So I'm saying that could be a time delay, and it could be that that amen was, this akopanim is, this is the heter for a microphone, and this is, as you all see, that somebody speaking on a microphone, you make a bracha, you know what bracha is being made, so even if you're not hearing his voice, it's no different than the shul in Alexandria. Now, we would have thought that that's the same thing by telephone. Same exact thing, right? I'm listening to a telephone, somebody makes a bracha on the telephone, and then it says, this is what I always thought, that if a person would say, you can say amen, because I know right now, even though it's 6,000 miles away, but I know right now, this second, a bracha was made. And there are poiskim that hold like that, and therefore you can say amen. You don't have to, if you know for sure that the bracha was being made that second, right? Let's say you'd have a, I'll give you my mashal in a minute, but this is what I always thought. And there are poiskim that hold like that, you can make an amen to a bracha on the telephone because of this reason. You know a bracha is being made. This has nothing to do with the video that we spoke about. There, the bracha is not being made now. The bracha was made 20 years ago, so you can't enter an amen. That's an amen yisayma. Alright? Yotza agav, when we mention amen yisayma, it's very important to mention. You can't make it a delayed amen. You know, sometimes you have a person, he makes an amen too fast. He says it before the bracha is finished. That's a very big problem. And sometimes there's a person, he waits like 5 seconds after. This is negay also, a person about koirei. He's laying the taita. So a lot of times, again, it's not negay over here, but sometimes he'll be laying the taita, and he'll say, you know, he'll be looking for the place, and then he'll find it. It's like 3 seconds later. You know, it's like already, it's like, you know, it's already Sunday afternoon, and he says, you know, amen, and then he starts laying. But that's Mamashin Amin Yisayma, what he did. What should he have done? He should have said, amen, and then look for the place afterwards. Right? You have to know that. Another example, people a lot of times, I see people mess up, and they're about to say, v'shamru b'nei self ha-shabbos. Right? Sometimes you forget the amen. By moedim also. You know, you say, moedim anachnu lach. So after the bracha v'tzei, you go straight into the moedim. You should forget the amen. Sometimes by v'shamru. You know, you're so excited for v'shamru. You know, this chassidish guy's been waiting for the whole entire week for v'shamru. Right? And then he gets v'shamru. It's got the amen, right? You know, now it's too late to go back to the amen. The person has to be careful with this. But akopanim, so we would have thought that's the hetzer for a telephone, and therefore if you hear a bracha on a telephone, you could say amen to the bracha on the telephone. That's what we would have said. Lemaisa, I once asked this question to Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv said that it's a chiddush, and the chiddush is only by a case of where you're in the same place. Right? Now, it's very interesting. Rav Yashiv, he said a mashal, and the mashal, I would have thought in that case also, you could answer amen. But Rav Yashiv was trying to bring out that case for sure you can't say amen to. He said, what if you have a guy who's a yekesh yid, he's mamish, you know this person's like clockwork, and he tells you 12 o'clock in 3 seconds today, I'm making a bracha, shahakol nevedvar, you even know which one, right? And you're 2,000 miles away, right? And you have a clock, and you're also a yekesh person, it's 12 o'clock in 3 seconds, so time zones or whatever worked out, right? 12 o'clock, 3 seconds, so you know Bevada is making a bracha now, so you can say amen, right? Because you know the world. He said to me, and I said, yeah, so you can say amen, right? Vadanisht. That was Pashat of the Yashiv, 100%. No, that's the Tafkar of Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Yashiv just said, Yuvada can't say Amen in that case. Since Yuvada can't say Amen in that case, so Ruah Din in the case of the telephone. Now that's a Chiddush, right? I would say the person should try and get out of the Shiloh. What I do is, you know, if my mother's on the phone, she's making a shock of my life or whatever, so I just take the phone and move away for a second, right? And it's not good for you to do it. If a person would hear it, it's, I don't know, it's like a scary Shiloh. Because on the one hand, there's many stuff to say he should say Amen, and then it's very dangerous to not say Amen, right? On the other hand, right, to say an Amen, right? It's also very scary because if you say an amen, you're not supposed to say amen. You sign them. So I'd say a person should try and get out of the shayla, stand off. Just like we know that when a person has tefillin, so between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish, so he's not supposed to make the bracha of the tefillin shel roish out loud, minig Ashkenazim, because the reason being, because since tefillin shel roish is a shayla b'chlal, if he has to make that bracha, now we're machmir Ashkenazim that we do make the second bracha, but kemoy that bracha is a shayla, they shouldn't make it. The ma'aseh says the shayla, they shouldn't make it out loud, because then the person will be answering an amen to a bracha that didn't need to be made b'chlal. Now the ma'aseh, the kitzah says that if the person actually did say the bracha, then you should answer amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.